What's the revolt out in Wyoming about? Wyoming is just working class people, middle class people say, hey, Cheney, we elected you to go there and represent us. Not to have your own moment of conscience. You got a moment of conscience and have the common decency to come back and talk to us about it and let us try to reason with you.
I smell red coats. Apparently George Washington didn't get them all. No, really, I think that there's some red coats running around here, and allow me to explain. First, it's important that we get the correct pronunciation of the term red coat. Now imagine you're watching an episode of Seinfeld, and somebody mentions the name of Newman. Jerry turns around and says, Newman, with all the derision that that name deserves. That's exactly how you have to pronounce the term red coat. Now, during the Revolutionary War, the British had spies everywhere, but they dressed just like everybody else, so nobody could tell the difference between a red coat and a normal liberty-loving patriot. So it wasn't until these red coat spies could get into a place where they were comfortable enough to shed their liberty-loving clothes and reveal themselves as the red coats they actually were, did people actually know who they were. So the red coats that I'm referring to are the Republicans that ran as Republicans and promised us that they would legislate like Republicans, but really they're red coated Democrats underneath. See, in Wyoming, we really don't have to worry about the Democrats. At least they're the honest ones. It's the Republicans that ran on a conservative agenda but have no intention whatsoever of legislating that way. No doubt these redcoat types that I'm referring to are comprised of frontier Republicans. Tonight, we're going to talk about one of the issues where these red-coated liberal Republicans really show their true colors. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Cowboys State Politics. I'm your host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. So before we get to tonight's interview, let me just give you an example of one of these red coats that I'm talking about, and that would be District 9 Representative Landon Brown. Now, all you really need to do is go to his Twitter feed and see where his loyalties lie. The first little tweet that he put out was in support of Representative Cheney. Now, that tells you pretty much everything you need to know, but he goes on to opine that she was defending the Constitution and that we have to have unity. Well, I wonder, Representative Brown, which constitution were you reading from? I mean, did they have another convention over in the next county? Because the constitution that I have a copy of has things like due process and the right to confront your accuser in it. There's plenty more where that came from, and we're going to get to Representative Landon Brown in a later episode. But if you really want to know where your legislator ranks, you can go to the American Conservative Union website. I'll post the link up on cowboystatepolitics.com. But on there, you can find the rankings of all of the legislators, representatives, and senators, and they give you the methodology by which they determine this conservative ranking. So Mr. Landon Brown has a pathetic ranking of 38%, and to give you some context, former Representative Scott Clem has a ranking of 80%, Anthony Bouchard has a ranking of 88%, and Mark Jennings, whom we heard from earlier this week, has a ranking of 94%. But I encourage you to check it out because it gives you some information as to how all of these legislators vote. It's a really useful website. One of the issues in which these red coats show their true colors is on guns, and every single year there's some form of a gun bill in the Wyoming State Legislature. And where you find a gun bill, you'll find the Wyoming Gun Owners. It's a gun advocacy organization started by Senator Anthony Bouchard before he got elected. Its current head is a guy named Aaron Doerr. Now, I promise you that there is no other person in Wyoming that gets as much negative press as this guy. And all of it has to do with how his organization is funded. I had a state legislator tell me this week to my face that it's funded by dark money. So I just flat out asked him, and his answer is not really going to surprise you. I mean, this is the cowboy state after all. Now, before we get to the rest of the show, here's some egregious self-promotion. You can listen to the show on any of your favorite podcasting apps, iTunes, Pandora, TuneIn, Amazon, any of them really. If you find a podcast, you'll find Cowboy State Politics there. Also, there's a new section on the website called Merchandise. That's right, we've got the official Cowboys State Politics t-shirt. It's absolutely hilarious, and you're going to love it. You can find any of the articles that I bring up during the course of a program there. If your name is Joe Biden and you don't know anything, well, you can pull up an article and you can just read it for yourself, like he should have been doing this past 40 years, but didn't. So now, back to the show. Without further ado, here's the full interview with Wyoming Gun Owners Head, Aaron Doerr. I'm joined today by the head of Wyoming Gun Owners, Aaron Doerr. Aaron, thank you for taking the time to visit with me today.
Not a problem, David. Always enjoy talking about gun rights and how we can hold politicians accountable in Cheyenne.
Huh, I like you already. Now, Aaron, a lot of people talk about you and about your group, the Wyoming Gun Owners, but they don't talk to you, and that's why I wanted to have you on today. Could you just take a few minutes and tell us what Wyoming Gun Owners does, aside from the obvious, and what policies they're focused on?
Yeah, of course. WYGO is a 501c4 nonprofit organization. Our primary focus is to expose and stop gun control bills, to support and draft, support, and pass pro-gun bills, and then also at election time to expose any politician who has been an enemy to gun rights in the previous 2 or 4 or 16 years, as the case may be.
I found a video online of Anthony Bouchard sitting at a table with another person, and there was a sign on the table that said, "Liberty or death of any politician's political career." Was that you sitting at the table?
I'm not sure. I've never seen that photograph. I do know, of course, that the members of WYGO are ferocious at election time. You know, a lot of people in the Capitol act like that this is a purple state, or sometimes even a blue state, that gun owners in Wyoming actually are okay with, like, fix-nix mental health gun control, or they're okay with Republicans supporting waiting periods to buy guns. Nobody I've ever spoken to amongst WYGO's membership supports gun control. On the contrary, they're getting sick and tired of seeing moderate Republicans who claim to be pro-gun attack them and attack their freedoms during session. So in election time, our members are ferocious, and they definitely hold these people accountable, and they've had a very, very successful run doing that over the last couple of cycles now.
Well, I think the majority of Wyoming citizens want absolutely nothing to do with gun control. It's these Democrats who can't spell that get elected that want to take our gun rights away.
That's normally true. However, you know, to be fair, even to the Democrats, if I can be so bold, in Wyoming, the problem is not the Democrats. The problem is Republicans. You know, Michael Von Flatterin was a Republican state senator who was leading the charge for mental health gun control. You know, Dan Kirkbride, Bill Pelnell were Republicans in the House who were leading the charge for fix-nix, you know, gun control. And that's the reason why WYGO has to fight so hard. In a lot of states, there's the Democrats, they're pushing the gun control bills. There's the Republicans who are doing something, usually more or less on the pro-gun side, but the lines are somewhat clearly drawn. That's not the case here, and we have to do our dangdest to make sure that, you know, our members have the information they need, because a lot of times the threats we are facing are coming from the supposed right.
So another thing that I wanted to talk to you about is Representative Cheney has a primary opponent now, and it's Senator Anthony Bouchard. And if I'm not mistaken, he's the founder of Wyoming Gun Owners. Could you just tell us a little bit about his involvement with Wyoming Gun Owners before he became a senator?
Yeah, sure, of course. I think it's pretty well known across the state amongst gun owners anyway that Senator Bouchard used to be just regular Anthony Bouchard, and as I like to tell him sometimes, he demoted himself into public office. I'm mostly kidding. But Anthony was the founder of WYGO somewhere, I guess it was 2010, and under Anthony's tenure, you know, WYGO passed constitutional carry law in 2011, and if memory serves correct, it was just the third state in the country to enact this legislation. And after Wyoming did this, it kicked off a rush of states that have enacted similar legislation over the last 8 or 9 years that have followed. And so Anthony helped pass constitutional carry law in 2011. He stopped other versions of the mental health gun control threats that were popping up back in 2014, 2015. And yeah, he grew from scratch a very powerful gun rights organization in Wyoming to advocate, you know, for gun rights. The real tragedy is that we have to have an organization at all.
We'll get back to my discussion with Aaron Dorr here in just a second. But first, some totally immodest self-promotion. Don't forget about the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can listen to all of the shows, as well as find any of the articles that I refer to in the course of a program. And don't miss the new merchandise page. Yes, we have the official Cowboy State Politics t-shirt that's been inspired by this show. I think it's absolutely hilarious. So for now, back to the program.
Yeah. You would like to think that with only, I mean, there's more spotted owls, sure, you know, surely in Wyoming than there are Democrats in Cheyenne. But still, we have to keep constantly holding them accountable to force them to do the, you know, to pass pro-gun bills and stop trying to pass gun control bills. So Anthony did that job admirably for a long time. Got elected, of course, in 2016, and after a while, he reached out and asked if I could help take over the organization because he obviously couldn't do both jobs. He couldn't run WIGO and then also be in the legislature, and so I've been happy to have the day-to-day control over WIGO since 2016, and we've done some great things. You know, of course, for your audience, they should also know that as a state senator, it was Anthony Bouchard then who made a Stand Your Ground law a reality here in Wyoming. And, you know, as I was in the Capitol testifying on that bill and lobbying for it all session long, this question kept coming up from a lot of the good guys and gals there is, why do we not already have this on the books? And that was a great question. You would think in Wyoming there wouldn't need to be organizations like a WIGO who were pushing for these kinds of bills, but we did, and we do. And Anthony did his part and sponsored our bill over in the Senate side. And Tim Salazar, of course, is a ferocious champion over in the House. And together, plus all the work of our members, we passed a monumental self-defense bill in 2018. So whether it's been on the inside or the outside, Anthony's been a ferocious advocate for gun rights for a very long time.
Absolutely. Now, one of the bills that's coming up again is the Second Amendment Preservation Act. And like you described, in Wyoming, we shouldn't even have to think about passing a bill like the Second Amendment Preservation Act or like Stand Your Ground. But apparently, we do need an advocacy organization such as yours.
Yeah, SAFE is going to be a very crucial issue in red states over the next 4 years with Joe Biden in the White House now. He's going to do all kinds of things through legislation, if he can, and or executive actions, if he can't. And SAPA's position or SAPA's job is to kind of be a line in the sand and say, here in Wyoming, those laws are not enforceable. Here in Wyoming, we enforce Wyoming law. Here in Wyoming, all this federal garbage is not going to be enforced by Wyoming peace officers, you know, city cops, right, sheriff's deputies, state troopers, etc. And this is not just a pie in the sky, you know, feel good gesture. I would just kind of talk to your audience and point to the marijuana issue in nearby Colorado and now in a bunch of states. Federal law makes it a crime to own, possess, use marijuana. But a growing number of states have said to the federal government, go pound sand in our state, we're okay with it. And so we know, just from looking around us at the world, that we can do this. We know states have the right to nullify and negate and refuse to enforce federal law that they do not agree with. We can do it on marijuana. We can darn sure do it on guns as well, if the politicians in Cheyenne have the guts to do their job and fight for their, you know, fight for the state, fight for their constituents, fight for gun owners.
Yeah, you're right. We can absolutely do it. And I think it's an absolute tragedy that that bill failed in the manner in which it did last year.
Well, I want to kind of, if I may, I'll address that for you, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
The problem with last year's bill was that it was not well written. That was not a WIGO bill. That was pushed by somebody else in the legislature. It was not a WIGO bill. And that for the problem that that bill had was there was no teeth. There was no enforcement. See, with SAPA, you have to be very careful. If you pass a bill that says that federal gun control, with that, we're going to carry out this federal order, and he tells the police department in Cheyenne to go and violate SAPA law and carry out gun confiscation. You have to have a way to enforce it. And the problem with last year's bill is it left the enforcement to Bridget Hill, the Attorney General.
Oh,
and everybody in Wyoming, especially gun owners, knows that Bridget Hill is part of the hatchet job that's being pushed on WIGO, trying to silence WIGO with Ed Buchanan, Secretary of State, to shut us down, to muzzle us. And so the idea of allowing Bridget Hill or any elected official to enforce a SAPA bill was laughable, which is why we did not support last year's bill. Our bill is far different. It's going to be coming out for introduction probably by the time your audience hears this podcast, but certainly in the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. And our bill has civil penalties built into it for any government official who violates SAPA law and infringes on somebody's rights. And that's the only way that we can guarantee there's enforcement, because if we put the enforcement in the hands of a government official, especially an appointed AG who does not answer to the people of Wyoming, this is a feel-good bill that will go nowhere. Our bill, again, is far different.
That's music to my ears. Aaron, I appreciate you taking the time to visit with us today. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, we're super happy again to be fighting for gun rights in Wyoming. You know, a lot of politicians like to make this accusation that WIGO, it's like you asked this question earlier about WIGO being funded by out-of-state or dark money. Yeah, every time I hear that, I just bust over and laugh, because the politicians in Cheyenne, at least the bad ones, the ones who are anti-gun, they can't possibly fathom that there are so many people in Wyoming who care about freedom, who care about gun rights, that they'll help support the work of WIGO. And I'm very proud to say every single penny that WIGO raises and spends to fight for gun rights in Wyoming comes from Wyomingites. The fact that the politicians in the Capitol can't believe that just shows how truly out of touch they are with gun owners in the state. Kind of reminds me of Liz Cheney, the more you think about that. But WIGO is very proud. You know, when we usually hear that kind of an allegation every 2 years, right around the middle of August, after WIGO members go out there and remove people from office who believe it's their divine right to occupy for forever. And so we love fighting for gun rights. We make no apologies for how hard we fight for gun rights. You know, I got to tell you, David, kind of in closing, a lot of gun owners across the country see Wyoming as like the final bastion of freedom, the mm-hmm. final place where you may be in conjunction with South Dakota sometimes. There's kind of a friendly competition there. But some of the states where gun rights are protected and where gun rights are safe, what they don't know from a national perspective is that that's not always the case here in Wyoming. It's up to the members of WIGO and the champions that we have in the state capitol to do our jobs collectively and hold that line, and we're happy to do that.
Well, I appreciate the work that your group does, and I absolutely agree with you that the Second Amendment is the one thing that we cannot compromise on. The Constitution says, shall not be infringed, and that's what it means, period.
Yeah, absolutely. So for all the folks who are listening, David, if I could just mention the website, is that okay to mention our website and stuff like that?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, if you want to get more information, go to WyomingGunOwners.org. That's the main website. If you want to sign up for emails to know what's going on, we're doing tons of updates right now to our membership on the fight for gun rights, both here in Wyoming, but also at the federal scene. As we all know, in Wyoming, we cannot trust Republicans to always do the right thing. Word. Especially if their last name rhymes with Liz Cheney. And so our email updates give our membership and non-members action items that they need to take action to help us stop and defeat gun control bills. So to get those, just go to our other website. It's WIGOUpdates.com. WIGOUpdates.com to opt in to receive our free email alerts to be more directly involved in this fight. You can also go a member and other things on our main website.
Well, thanks for your time, Aaron, and you're welcome to come back to Cowboy State Politics anytime you like.
Thanks for the time. Have a great day.
You
goodbye.
Too.
And there you have it. Aaron Doerr says that every red cent that is spent on gun advocacy in the state of Wyoming is raised by liberty-loving patriots in the state of Wyoming. And because it's a 501c4 company, they're not legally compelled to disclose any of their donors. So these red-coated liberal politicians are free to make the claim all they want that it's funded by dark money and cryptic organizations, but there's no way that they can prove it. The only thing that we know is that through the advocacy of the Wyoming gun owners, we've had a number of bills passed in the state of Wyoming, most notably the constitutional carry law and the stand your ground law. So you definitely can't argue with their results. Now, perhaps you could make the argument that their tactics are a little bit brutal. But then again, how brutal is it for a red-coated liberal Republican to tell us they're going to advocate in favor of gun rights in the state of Wyoming, and then they get to swampy Cheyenne and do the exact opposite? I would say that those redcoats need to be exposed, just like Wyoming Gun Owners is doing. Now don't forget, we still have one more show to go this week, the Weekend Update, which will be available on Saturday. And just to give you a heads up, we have another great interview scheduled for next week. From the base of the Bighorns, in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.